Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I could not wait to get to work today. There is so much to talk about. I'm pumped up. It was a fantastic week, and Jordan the intern has his hands up. I wonder if it's because, I don't know this.
Reeves gives it to Kamara. He's got a huge opening, and he's able to get past the secondary and take off for his third touchdown of the game.
Your man, CBSSports.com. Is that why you're excited? Or could it be because of this?
As Burrow pulls from him and Burrow's loose. 20, 50, and 5. Left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers.
How about that? Is that the reason your arms are up? Or maybe even, I don't know. Let's see. What else could it be? I don't know. What else could possibly? Oh, I know. I know why you're excited.
Rebounded by Kenrich Williams. Sets up Okafor, top of the arc. Crumbles down the paint. Turns and dumps with the right hand on Hutchinson.
Is that what it is?
They threw it down Jaleel with authority. Okafor
got plenty to get into, yeah. No doubt. Or is it this one?
And stretch play, Dauphine trying. Right corner, he's got it. First down and then some. Right sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Checkerboards. Touchdown, Corey Dauphine! Snap to McMillan.
Exactly. Yeah, that's Ty Graffinini with the Tulane IMG Sports Network, the LSU Sports Radio Network.
I have to give it to him.
CBS Sports with Jim Nantz. Did I miss anybody? Chris Blair, LSU Sports Radio Network, and, of course, Sean Kelly, Pelicans Radio Network, where you're a Pels affiliate for another season. And, yes, the Pels, well, they didn't win at Chicago. It's a preseason game. They're at Atlanta tonight. Storylines coming from that, as well as your guy, Jahlil Okafor. You love him, don't you? Look good. Only one problem.
The injury bug.
Yes. Only one problem. Let's see. Malika Andrews covers the NBA for ESPN. It's an interesting picture there at the end of the night. You see that, huh, Jordan?
Yeah, it just, you know. Yeah, little,
what is that? Who is that?
Tweak.
Jahlil Okafor exiting on crutches and an ice pack around his right ankle. Going to get an MRI today.
He's fine.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I mean,
he did look good.
My toes hurt right now. So
we're going to talk a ton about this and all. Hello, everybody. It is Gus Kattengill. It is the Sports Hangover. It is a Monday edition, and welcome to the month of October. Yes, my favorite month of the year. My favorite month of the year. At some point, it will be cooler, I promise. I was sweating buckets putting up my Halloween decorations yesterday, but they are up full glory. And then it poured yesterday, so I couldn't even turn on the lights or the new bat inflatable for Carver. So all that hard work, but at least it looks good in the daytime. Plenty to get into since it is the month of October. You know what that means. Major League Baseball postseason starts this way. No, it starts today. Yeah, look, I'm going to do my best. I can't promise you, but I will do my best to keep myself upbeat, positive, focused on the task at hand. All the big wins, Nichols with the win, LSU, Tulane, Saints with the win. Got so much to cover. Pels starting off their season as well. Here's the problem, Joey. A pair of playoff games before the playoffs. Yes. Can you believe four teams tied with the same record in each division?
Not enough games.
Cubs and Brewers, yes. They need 163 games to decide. So Chicago and Milwaukee just underway in Chicago. The winner wins the division. The loser is a wild card. Rockies, Dodgers at 3. The winner is the NLS division winner. And the loser meets the loser of the Cubs-Brewers game for the wild card, win or go home. That's what's happening.
Cubs win!
They better. Because I will be really disappointed. They better. So, yeah, apparently, you know, all of those games when you don't show up, one game's the difference. It's crazy, though. So two, tiebreaker games today. And then you have the wild card game tomorrow in the NL. AL, we'll get into all of that and more. We're bringing Tim Grubbs tomorrow. We'll break down the postseason once it gets started and who gets what. But, yes, looking forward to all of that as well. As, man, there's so much to get into. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. We've had so much fun the last couple of Mondays discussing where all these teams are going. I've learned my lesson. Just two guests. Tim Haney at 1:30, and it's going to be little fantasy football. Just kind of go over what happened over the weekend. As my wife, Jordan, the intern, won again in dramatic fashion. Yeah. She has like 180 points in her kicker kicks tonight.
Gus,
yeah.
Can you pause and say that again? My wife. Pause.
Yeah.
Jordan, the intern. That was too much in one sentence.
Okay. I see. Yeah, yeah. There's a comma there. There was definitely a comma there.
Try it again.
Yeah,
and
my wife won in dramatic fashion, Jordan, the intern. There you go.
Thank you.
I'll just change the wording of the entire sentence to make sure.
Where's your head at?
Exactly. Well, you know.
I'm Kavanaugh-ing it.
So that's at 1:30. Marlon Favorite will chime in, LSU Sports Radio Network, and we'll talk about the Saints' big win over the Giants as well. It is a big win. Okay, two quick thoughts, and we'll go to Twitter Dave, who's standing by. Saints beat the Giants 33-18. You know what we like on a Monday: game balls, pat on the back, and have a seat with Coach. I'll start it off. Alvin Kamara, of course, he gets the game ball. 181 all-purpose yards, 3 touchdowns. Andy Dalton gets my pat on the back. You know why Andy Dalton gets a pat on the back?
Because he took down the Dirty Birds in overtime.
A touchdown pass with 9 seconds left in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it was 9 seconds left
in
overtime.
Way to go, Opie.
Hey, how's that confetti coming, Atlanta? Boy, I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. I'm not going to lie to you. And then who needs to have a seat with Coach? I mean, Ted Ginn, what are you doing? I mean, seriously. But you know what? At the same time, Sean Payton, have a seat with yourself. How do you not have figured out who's returning for you right now? You had troubles in training camp. You called them the Bachelorettes. You still can't get anybody to return for. That could have cost you, Joey. Could have cost you.
Hey, no, game ball goes to Taysom Hill. What are you talking about?
Ooh.
You're giving the game ball to Taysom Hill.
No.
Who's the pat on the back?
Taysom Hill.
No.
If we're actually going with like all Saints players in this little category instead of having an outside Saints player.
What do you?
Because you said
your sentence just made no sense. What's an outside Saints player?
You said Carson Palmer.
Not Carson Palmer. He used to quarterback. He's no longer.
Andy Dalton. You said Andy
Dalton.
It's
my pat on the back. I can give my pat on the back wherever I want. You can do whatever you want. It's your category.
No, you can't. It's the Saints.
You know what? Twitter Dave, thank you for interrupting this nonsense from Jordan the intern right now. What's going on, Twitter Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Gus? Couple things. LSU, very proud. They finally put their foot on somebody's neck and stayed on it. And then beat them down like they should. The Saints defense starting to improve, finally starting to see what you've seen. Just so you know, because I know I've been all hard on you, what you've seen in the camp. And Tulane, double-digit dog. How about that? Coming out and beating down. Love it. And, I am real happy for the fact that the Dirty Birds did lose again over the weekend. And besides all of that, our Cubs, I don't know how I'm going to be able to drive and work today.
Yeah.
Because they should have finished that over the weekend.
Yep.
And I'm worried about it, Gus. I'm very worried about it. I don't want them to lose today because that's not where we want to be. We want them to be resting.
No. Here's the crazy thing about this stat, all right? They're in the top of the first and it's underway. The winner of the Milwaukee-Chicago game, mind you, they finished with the same record, will be the number one overall seed in the NL. Think about that. Because the loser of this game will still have the same record that was good enough to have the number one overall seed, but will play in a win-or-go-home wild card game. Like, does that even look, it's not same for the Brewers and Cubs, but it's a shame. But, yeah, seriously, you lose today, you lose tomorrow, you're done. Your postseason's done, and you won 90-some-odd games. It's crazy.
Right. And we don't even have the guy that used to be able to pitch that sort of game because he plays for Philadelphia now. So we need a win today. I'm gonna be listening to you all day. So give me a. I could live stream it, but I'm Ubering, so I'm liable to wreck. So give me a update as the game goes.
Well, I will. I will. I don't know if you want. There's an out. There's a runner on first. Milwaukee batting right now. So one out.
Great.
On first.
Right. But I'm real proud of the Saints. They're starting to really come together. We got our boy coming back this week. I hope the intern can get in there and get some quotes from him, because I'm sure he's going to be talking to the media this today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And looking forward to hearing all about everything during today and the rest of the week. I appreciate you letting me call, and I'll talk to you later.
For sure, man. Thank you, Twitter Dave. He's referring to Mark Ingram, who met the team at the airport. Alvin Kamara mentioned it after the game when he was in the post-locker room action there and in the interviews. And there it is. Boom. He there it is. Sorry, distracted. 6-4-3 double play. Sorry. See, it's going to be impossible to do the show today. And it's your fault for pulling up the game on your laptop.
You know, because I pull everything out.
That is a very good job, very good intern of showing me that game. Although I'm just going to, if I just start going into a baseball tirade or cheer, now you know what's going on. But no, Mark Ingram apparently told Alvin Kamara he was going to meet him there, and he was. Nick Underhill of The Advocate tweeting that as well, that the team got off the plane and just passed security. That was Mark Ingram, who can't wait to get back. Cam Jordan tweeted about him here as well. So a couple of questions of the day as we hit today's first break, okay? Saints game balls, pat on the back, and have a seat with Coach. He got for all three categories. LSU fans hadn't forgot about you as well. But I want to know in specific, what was your big takeaway from the win against Ole Miss? What's your big takeaway from the win of Ole Miss? For me, it's Joe Burrow continues to grow in the receivers, starting to make plays. Also, Saints fans, a quarter of the season is done. It's in the books, right? You break the season up into four quarters, and one quarter is done. You're 3-1. Is the team where you thought they would be? For me, offensively, yes. I do. I think I thought they would be explosive, and the defense is starting to improve. You're starting to see better play, okay? Back-to-back weeks, you've limited teams from rushing over 100 yards. I think you got to be happy with that. Let's take the quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the Saints, bottom of the hour, LSU. Pels at the 15-minute mark before the top of the hour, and hour number one, your phone calls throughout the rest of the day. Once you chiming in, got plenty of sound. We're going to go over the NFL weekend as well. Some tremendous storylines to talk about there, and pretty much pick the bite from every game, because there was a lot of different things to kind of pull from this weekend in the NFL and in college football. That's coming up in hour two, too. What stood out? Was the Notre Dame's win over Stanford impress you? Did you hear that James Franklin, we got to be great? We're not great.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being great. We got to be elite. I got that rant, too. So I got all of that throughout the show, you guys, to 3 o'clock. Don't play the game of players with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. And kinginjuryfirm.com. Personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, workers' comp. That is what they specify in. Making sure you get what you deserve. We'll be back. It's hour one, just underway. Plenty to get into on today's Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Go Brewers.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's the 50th anniversary of Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal at their summer clearance event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat at 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Looking for hardwood floors? Then don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, Louisiana's exclusive AquaWood dealer. The only hardwood floors that are 100% waterproof. That's right, completely waterproof. And only at New Orleans Flooring Distributors. The best selection and prices on everything from hardwood to vinyl to carpet. For a great flooring experience, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit them on LNA Road off Airline and Metairie or online at nolaflooring.com.
When the sun comes up, people around here are already in motion. Vision Communications is no exception. We've built miles and miles of fiber optic network right here. Our goal is simple, constant improvement, so we can continue to bring your family quality service for telephone, internet, television, and home security. Day in and day out, we will not stop moving forward. We call it bringing you a better vision. More than a slogan, it's a promise. Vision Communications.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
The new week of college football and the NFL kick off on Thursday night, and we're here to feel that kick with Game Time. Thursday nights, join me and John Forcade as we come to you live every Thursday night from the Dock and Slidell, 118 Harborview Court. Come on out Thursday nights and be a part of the show. We can simply enjoy the Dock's delicious menu with such favorites as Oysters Rockefeller, char-grilled oysters, and the classic stuffed crab. And no, we didn't forget drink specials. So join us Thursday nights at the Dock, 118 Harborview Court in Slidell, 6 to 8 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
That's always helpful, you know. He obviously had a big day. That run at the end was huge, you know, to seal the deal. But obviously he's a weapon.
Yeah, he is. That's Alvin Kamara. That's Drew Brees on Alvin Kamara about what he can do. That is for sure. 800-998-1003. As we get ready to do the lead here, if you want to chime in, simple questions of the day that pertain to the Saints in particular. Saints game balls, pat on the back, and a seat with coach. I gave it to Alvin Kamara. Andy Dalton of the Bengals gets my pat on the back for beating the Falcons with 9 seconds to go. A TD pass for him. He gets my pat on the back. Ted Ginn, it's time to have a seat. I mean, seriously, you cannot field it inside the five and then drop the ball like that. What are you doing? And also, a quarter of the season's in the books for the Saints. Is the team what you thought they would be? I think offensively, yes. The defensively, no, but they're improving. And as the discussion goes on throughout the day and week, have there been any surprises, good and bad, so far through four games with the Saints, right? A little Monday Night Football tonight as well. Kansas City, Denver, who you got? So all of that and more. Joey, let's do today's lead, of course, has to be with the Saints.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
33-18 Saints over the Giants. And my goodness, was that game a lot tighter than it really needed to be towards the end? In the first half, the Saints, 12 points in the second quarter because they were 0-4 in the red zone in the first half. They kept settling for field goals. It was frustrating watching it for sure because you definitely thought that game should be a lot more than 12-7 New Orleans. That opening drive by the Giants, right down the field like Swiss cheese, scored a touchdown, and you went, uh-oh, here we go. Yeah, here we went. Defense settled in. That's it, essentially. Really took care of them in that fourth quarter when they scored that touchdown and two-point conversion. A little soft coverage, a little soft defense, and you know, to allow that. But here's a key point, and we're going to get into this later in the show as well. You guys realize in back-to-back games, the Saints' killer drives in the fourth quarter. This team right now is money in the fourth. Do you remember the one thing when they were 7-9? Well, there's several things you can remember. One bad problem was they're very bad in the fourth quarter. Very bad in the fourth quarter. When the Saints are normally a playoff team and make a run, money in the fourth quarter. And the offense, just spectacular drives in the fourth quarter. 14 plays, 74 yards, Kamara 4-yard TD run. Alvin Kamara, 49-yard TD run, 6 plays, 97 yards on that one. When you look back at the Falcons game, similar situation. When you look at the fourth quarter, what this team did, 11 plays, 81 yards, 7 yards, Drew Brees TD run there. The other touchdown in the fourth by Zach Lyon, 8 plays, 75 yards. So 4 minutes, 5 minutes there. And then, of course, in overtime, 15 plays, 80 yards, 7:05. And I want to say something like they were 4-for-4 on that last drive in converting third downs. So we'll hear what Drew Brees had to say about that as well. Just a ton of money-making plays by this team in the fourth quarter. Sean Payton on the win.
I was proud of how we played defensively. And you know, we had one drive, really, the starting drive, and then towards the end of the game. But I thought we played one of our better complementary games. Time of possession, turnovers, all of those things kind of went in our favor. And you know, when you do that, you're probably going to win more than you lose. So,
indeed. And again, those money plays so far by what the Saints have been doing. It's incredible. Brees was asked about the back-to-back games in which the fourth quarter have made their money.
Listen, that's, man, that's crucial. When you, I think there's obviously a lot that goes into that. You know, there's always going to be ebb and flow throughout the course of the game. And then when it gets to the fourth quarter, you know, you want to make the plays that are going to help you win the game. I think also just from the standpoint of adjustments, you know, the team's playing you a certain way. You know, you've got to be a team that can, you know, midstream adjust in order to make certain elements more effective and then make the plays that are going to help you, you know, win the game. So I felt like there were some adjustments that we made in the second half that were pretty critical that opened up some opportunities and were able to, I think, get, what, 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter that were big.
You know what was interesting? They did a pretty good job covering Michael Thomas, didn't they? They did. That first half, man, was frustrating. It couldn't get him the ball at all. And you saw with the broadcast, which, by the way, I'm going to get to later, 800-998-1003. Am I the only one? Well, no, I was at a birthday party with the Graf, so he and the rest of the people in that house did. Did you notice how Tony Romo pretty much openly rooted for the Giants in that game? Was I the only one? Honestly. Could you tell at all?
I couldn't tell.
No, you couldn't tell at all? No?
I just noticed that there wasn't any commercials throughout the first two
quarters.
Yeah,
I know, but could you not tell pretty much on most of the comments in the second half? It's like, well, they still do this and do that.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. In the pass interference on that final drive before
there were some of them like that.
But
it
was like,
not,
oh, you can't throw that flag. I'm like, no, Tony, you can, because he grabbed the jersey.
There was one or two occasions.
Okay, I was just making sure. If I was the only one. But anyway, Drew Brees was asked, what did they do to try to take away Michael Thomas? And his response.
No, you know, I felt like there was one or two other opportunities maybe to get Mike the ball. Otherwise, it was just, you know, according to the look, coverage, situation, it just, you know, other places looked like, you know, it was a little better at the time. But, no, I mean, when he had a chance to make him, he made him.
He did. Those 4 receptions, by the way, by Michael Thomas, boom, gives him that record, the most receptions through first 4 games of the season. So he definitely did his job there. Jordan, the intern, did you tweet something or retweet something that somebody made it kind of funny? That has to do with Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr. What does it say? What does it do?
It was a scene from Austin Powers. Mm-hmm. And it was a shh. And then OBJ tries to talk, and then Michael Thomas
keeps going. It's imposed, the shush segment.
It's on, imposed on his face.
Yes, exactly. It's when he's trying to suggest something, and Dr. Evil keeps going, shh.
He said, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Who's there? And then he said, shh.
It's funny. Anyway, may just be funny to us, but I think it was kind of interesting. All right. So Thomas, you know, couldn't get going. And it was just frustrating in that first half, right? Ben Watson, you got to hold on to that touchdown there. The Taysom Hill pass to Alvin Kamara, that's a touchdown that he dropped. I don't know. I text you during the game. Was, again, maybe I'm the only one. And I promise you, I wasn't, you know, obliterated. I was a kid's birthday party. So I just did it feel like the Saints were slow and sluggish in the first half? Like Marshawn Lattimore, how can you not outrun Eli Manning or like do a juke?
I think
move
it was
on
a long plane ride. Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, Lattimore, I'm like, how do you not score that touchdown?
Right. And you know, and the graph being the, you know, graph Stadamus that he is, looks at me and points at me about a, you know, an inch from my face and goes, 9-0. Watch. They're going to settle for a field goal. And sure enough, that was the field
goal. I was
close
to my prediction. Another touchdown, they would have had 40.
But, okay, but that's the point I'm trying to get at here. That's the point I'm trying to get at here. Mark Ingram comes back this week. Monday Night Football, okay? Comes back this week. Saints are off today. Tomorrow will be their Monday. If that makes sense. Wednesday's off. Thursday's the Wednesday of the work week, okay? Just so you guys know. They have yet to really put it all together on offense yet. There's still a ton of room to grow, you know?
I mean, they really haven't used Tre'Quan Smith.
Well, they threw to him. I thought Breeze was just a little off in the first half. I thought the whole offense just a little off, a little sluggish.
Well, Drew Breeze had one of his worst games.
I agree. In the first half. Now, second half, they dialed it up. Second half, they came out. They looked so much better, so much crisper. Kamara, I thought in the first two plays, Thomas and Kamara were the first two plays out of the second half for the Saints on their opening drive. And it was boom, boom, boom. They got like 22 yards, right? 10 and 12, and they were moving. I was like, all right. But yeah, I just felt in that first half, you gotta give him credit, the defensive coordinator for the Giants. I thought he had a great game plan. They had to make adjustments, and then they,
without Kamara, I think we lose that game.
Oh, absolutely. But again, and that's why I keep thinking though, that you still have yet to see the best of this team right now. And man, I mean, it's crazy because Ben Watson normally catches that ball. Kamara catches, I mean, the Taysom Hill play was good. And I saw a lot of Saints fans on social media going bananas on how much Taysom Hill was being used in the red zone and stuff. I thought it was a good pass. I saw some people say it was a terrible pass. I'm like, what was terrible about it?
If he would have threw it any lower, it would have been
picked off. I don't know what you want. I mean, Kamara catches that. He'll tell you he should have caught that. I thought it was a great play. I think the more you use them, it's working.
Teams don't know how to scheme for
it. No, I like it. It's Drew Brees.
Listen, I think there's a lot of room for improvement, but I also know that, you know, at the start of every season, you're always, you know, you have high hopes and aspirations, and you know, you have the way you think it's going to go, and typically, you know, you encounter situations where you learn something, and you know, you build something, and maybe certain elements to the offense or the defense or just to the team all of a sudden become more apparent, like, okay, well, this is going to help us win, you know, or man, this is an area that we really have to hone in and work on if we want to be, you know, the offense we want to be, or the team we want to be, or the defense we want to be. So I think we've discovered some of those things as we've gone along, you know, both good and, you know, the challenging stuff where you're like, all right, we got to work on this. But all that, when you can take all those things, package it up and, you know, be here with a 3-1 record and a 3-game win streak and, you know, heading in the right direction, that's what you want.
100%. 100%. And you know what? Something else that I'm seeing this on Twitter, at ESPN Radio Nola. Again, game balls, pat on the back. Pat on the back to Sean Payton for calling the fake punt. But those first two drives were, you know, I mean, seriously. And they looked bad. I mean,
that was risky. If you look at that first.
Absolutely, it was risky. No, absolutely. Sean Payton.
When you run one of those, it's going to have to be in an area where there's some risk, you know. And so it had come to that possession. Mike just looked at me and I said, let's do it. And we did it.
I'll tell you what, Taysom Hill is a heck of a player. I mean, think of the weapon that he is right now. The guy tackles, can return kicks.
He was in for a block.
Play running back.
He was in for a block.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He can be a lead fullback blocker. Can throw the ball. I mean, it's incredible when you think of all the different things he did. But having that weapon right there in special teams like that, I mean, that fake punt, I mean, it's a perfect play. I mean, now you have it on film and teams have to prep for it, have to get ready for it. I loved it. But yeah. How risky was that? And again, you kind of got that sense and feel though, as you're watching the game, as you're feeling the game, I remember I looked at Todd in the game. I'm like, oh boy, you're calling fake punts after the first few. You could feel it. You could just feel it, right? They had scored 7-0. You went in your two opening drives. You're like, uh-oh. And he dialed it up though. I like the aggressiveness, but it also, I think, spoke to the feeling that you were seeing in that game and felt as well. So
was it just me or did it feel like Eli was barely on the field for the entire first half?
Jordan, that's the point I'm going to lead into as we go to break here. It should have not just been 12-7. The game should have been over in the first half.
Right.
If it's 3 or 4 possessions in the red zone that are touchdowns, it's 21, and they're not coming back. If you, being greedy, 4 for 4. But I guess you look at it that way. It should have been 28-7. There's no way you shouldn't have gotten a touchdown on the Lattimore pickup fumble. That's got to be a touchdown drive. That's what's remarkable about me. I mean, to me, 33 points. You easily left 14 points on the field in touchdowns because they started drives inside the 20s, I guess what I'm getting at, when you go to goal there. I'm like, this is an offense. Even in the loss to Tampa, in the win at Atlanta, in this one here, and again, short throw again, overthrow on Watson, that's 14 points. This team can average 40 points a game. Blink of an eye. It's incredible. They can average 40 a game. They're going to need to, I think. When you take a look at the rest of the teams in and around the NFL. Quick break. We come back. We'll turn our attention quickly to LSU, Tulane, Nichols, Pels at 12:45. Then we really break down the Saints game at the top of next hour again. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com is the way to go check them out online as well. 800-998-1003. Want your takes, game balls, pats on the back. Who needs to have a seat with coach? What was your takeaway, Tiger fans, from LSU's win over Ole Miss? We got Monday Night Football, and also a quarter of the season for the Saints are in the books. Any surprises? Is this the team that you thought you would see at the beginning of the season? All that and more, the rest of the show is open to you. Give us a call, 800-998-1003 on ESPN New Orleans.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday Night Blowout winner. Kansas City Chiefs at Denver Broncos, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262, and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle, and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262 absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now, 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Bujold, number 32. Go Colonels!
T-Bob here for my friends over at LCR, and trust me, because I had an outdoor kitchen with them, it was incredible. If you're thinking about doing anything to your kitchen, bathroom, showers, you need new appliances, you just want some new plumbing fixtures, only one place to go, and that's LCR in Metairie. When you walk in the doors at LCR, to the largest showroom in the New Orleans area, you will be blown away. And the only thing more impressive in the showroom is customer service. Check out LCRNOLA.com now or call 378-8300. That's 378-8300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix, power over pests.
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
What do you think of the play of the Saints defense yesterday? 65 yards rushing was what the Giants had. And then the Falcons, I want to say it was just about the same, huh? 48. So 48 and 65 in back-to-back games by the defense. Demario Davis. Have yourself a game, dude. Demario Davis yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, Sean Payton giving Demario a big old hug at the end of the game. He and Demario Davis, a little history in the Meadowlands there, right? Payton coached with the Giants for a number of years, and Demario Davis there with the Jets.
Well, without having seen the tape, I know he was excited about playing and playing well here. It's very common that you pick any game that there's going to be probably a player from either side of the team. But nonetheless, it's important. Look, I love coming back here. You know, I spent four real good years here, be at a different stadium. Nonetheless, it was right in the same area. And it was a good team win. Guys are excited.
Demario Davis, 11 tackles, 9 solo, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. Jordan, shouldn't he get a game ball for that?
I guess so.
You guess so? I mean, so I'm saying, it's like immediately I'm like, Alvin Kamara. Dude, Demario Davis balled.
He did. But Kamara balled a little bit more.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Whose performance do you think was more important to that win?
Alvin Kamara, easily.
He had 11 tackles, 9 solo. You know the only reason I'm really, really, really bringing this up, right? Remember last week I said one of the keys was Demario Davis?
Oh, yeah. Pat yourself on the back.
Well, you're saying, was he going to shadow Saquon Barkley? I mean, literally up until the last drive, and Ty wanted to strangle me when I said he's been a non-factor in this game, and then he pretty much was the factor in that last drive for the Giants to put up points. But seriously, other than that, Saquon Barkley was a non-factor game.
Didn't he get 2 touchdowns or was just one?
Yeah.
Who got the other touchdown for him?
Sterling Shepard.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, to me, that's a great job. Because I thought if he could get off and he could catch the ball out the backfield and he could run on the Saints, it was going to be trouble. And I thought the Saints did a great job against him. All right, up to Baton Rouge we go. Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. He joins us during the week. Joined us last week, and we were like, all right, so how about that win against Auburn? You know, can you build on that as well? And he said, yeah, you know, this Ole Miss game, kind of, you know, you wanted to see something kind of open up, as in the offense. Boy, did it.
Throwing near side, corner of the end zone, hauled in, Jamar Chase has it, touchdown, Tigers!
So now trip receivers again to the left, give off to Brosette up the middle, spins off a tackler, gets to the goal line, Brosette in, touchdown, Tigers! 4-yard touchdown run for Nick Brosette.
Edwards going to take the direct snap here. He'll take the snap, run downhill to the left, to the five, gets hit by a defender, stays upright, lunges towards the end zone. He's got it! Touchdown, Tigers!
Play action, stands back in the pocket, fires, has a man wide open. Justin Jefferson has it, 35-30, near sideline, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Tigers!
Too wide to the left side, working from the near side hash, shotgun snap to Burrow. Three steps, fires, back corner of the end zone, over the shoulder catch. Did he hold on? He did. Justin Jefferson, touchdown, Tigers. What a grab by Jefferson. First down and 10 at the Ole Miss 35. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as Burrow pulls from him, and Burrow's loose, 20, 15, 10, 5, left corner of the end zone, touchdown, Tigers. Ole Miss bit, I bit, almost everybody in the stadium bit. Burrow took a shot as he got to the end zone, but a touchdown scamper of 35 yards.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, LSU Sports Radio Network there. Tigers offensive explosion. No other way really to look at it from that, but that really perspective there. Joe Burrow, he I asked the question, what's the one take you take out of the game? He just keeps continuing to grow. Keeps continuing to grow as a leader. And I don't know what more you can want and what he's been able to provide you as a quarterback. 45-16, the final there. Joe Burrow, 573 yards of offense. There were 7 of 12 on third down. Burrow, 292, 3 TDs. And again, no interceptions. Rushed for 96 yards and 9 carries, had that one touchdown. Coach O, after the game in the locker room.
Very pleased with the outcome of the game, 5-0. Total team effort. Give Ole Miss credit. Coach Luke did a good job with his team. They were never out of the game. They kept on fighting. We couldn't put them away. It was a tough game. But we knew it was going to be a tough game. I'm excited about our football team. Excited about the play of Joe Burrow tonight. Excited to play on some offensive linemen. Donovan Campbell, I thought, played a really good game for the first time. Adrian McGee, come back hurt, did a good job. We ran the ball. I thought Coach Andrew called a great game tonight. He dialed it up and used Racy McMaster in some different situations, used Jefferson. I thought overall, offensively, we had a great night. On defense, we struggled a little bit. We only held up 16 points, which is a good thing. And again, we had another solid night on special teams. Disappointed at minus one turnover margin. We're going to get that fixed. Those are two critical turnovers in the red zone. And it's unlike us, so we'll get it fixed.
One of the things, obviously, that that take to me something out of comfort there that you like to see is, again, there were some tests in this game. There were some tests, you know, in last week's game. And you see them sort of respond there. Not a lot of panic, not a lot of, and when I say panic, meaning like coaching moves or situations where you think, hey, you need to go in a different direction or not. So, I don't know. I was impressed. It was impressive. It was an impressive win by LSU there. And again, my one takeaway from that game is just Burrow. I mean, I think you can depend on him, you know, in a lot of different areas. And it's nice to see Chase with the touchdown there, Jefferson with the touchdown. Like you're seeing the catch and runs and the passing game coming alive a little bit more. There is a two-headed kind of running back scenario, and all you got now is you get to go take the trip to Gainesville. Florida week. It's LSU and Florida. Coach O having his lunch right now with local media. We'll have some of that coming up here in a little bit. So that was a big win on Saturday night. On Friday night, I wasn't being rude or ugly, but I thought it was a season-defining game for Tulane as they hosted Memphis. you lose that game, you would have dropped to 1-4. You would have had to win 5 of the next 7 to go bowling. And since 1998, when they were undefeated, they had only gone 500 in conference play once. So I thought it was a big game. Memphis had won 11 straight. Then Tulane showed up on Friday and put on a performance that, I mean, seriously, people were texting me, Todd, and others, what team got into the Tulane jerseys? It was that impressive.
Banks will hand it off to Dauphine up the middle. Checkerboards. Touchdown, Tulane. Bradwell to the left of Banks. Snap. Handoff, Darius. First down. He broke containment. He's at the Memphis 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tulane. Touchdown, Darius Bradwell. Brady White claps once, now takes the snap. Tulane coming on the rush, steps up in the pocket. He is hit, and he is down. It is sack time. Brady White in the shotgun takes the snap, fake a handoff, rolling right, and sack time! Sack time, Cameron Sample! Third and 7. Here they come. Low snap. McMillan throws to the left. That's caught! First down and then some! Down the left sideline is Mooney! And it's going to be a touchdown! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Darnell
wow. Mooney! Snap. White steps up. Oh! Penalty drop! Ball's in the end zone! Ball's in the end zone! It's going to be a safety! Takes the snap. And stretch play, Dauphine trying, right corner, he's got it, first down and then some, right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, checkerboards, touchdown, Corey Dauphine. Snap to McMillan, handoff, right side, Bradwell, he breaks it, 10, 5, checkerboards, touchdown Tulane, touchdown Darius Bradwell, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Todd kept saying during the game, don't pinch him. Just let him be, because you never called a win against Memphis, ever.
Should be called checkers.
No, you know, he had a message for you, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah. I'll give it to you during the break. It can't be aired.
I gave him his respect at the beginning of the show. I said,
no, you gave him a message, all right, on Friday, and it was received. And apparently,
out of nowhere, he said it to you?
Oh, no. All game. And yesterday, days later, actually, as I'm leaving with my child in arms and, you know, my wife in front of me, leaving his kid's birthday party, he had a parting message for me to tell you. And I will tell you.
All right.
After I tell everyone, don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king. 504-909-KING. Check them out online. KingInjuryFirm.com. You'll see bios, videos, all kinds of information for you to find out how they can help you out. And again, personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, workers' comp. They'll take care of you any which way you need them to. Take a quick break. We come back. Uptown Ruler. You're on deck. 800-998-1003. Plus, we'll touch on the Pels. Game on. Preseason game number one in the books. They got a preseason game tonight in Atlanta. You'll hear from head coach Alvin Gentry when we come back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at ModernOil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 5th, South LaFouche travels to Assumption. Our broadcast is sponsored by Jimmy T. Jim LaFont, candidate for Greater LaFouche Port Commission Seat C, Joe Septic Contractors, Advanced Eye Institute, Pipeline Construction and Maintenance, Vision Communications, and Francis Bruce, candidate for Greater LaFouche Port Commission Seat H. Friday night football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Up top to Jackson for three. Got it. Back-to-back threes for Frank Jackson.
Sean Kelly, Pelicans Radio Network, will address the Pels and their game at Chicago last night. Brewers up 1-0. RBI by Yelich. He's your MVP. It was him and probably Baez of my Cubs. But Yelich, you got to give him the nod right now. So 1-0 going into the bottom of the second. Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. What you got?
Hey, man, let me speak about your baseball thing first.
Okay.
You like the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
The Cubs isn't going anywhere but right back to the woods.
Why you don't like my Cubs?
I don't like your Cubs because they're babies.
Okay, who do you like? Who do you like?
I like the Astros.
Two different leagues. We can meet in the World Series. Why you got to hate?
I don't hate.
You just told them to go back in the woods and called them babies.
Well, I call them babies because guess what? That's where the Bears belong. The Bears belong with the Cubs.
I hear you. I know what you're saying. All right, what you got?
Anyway, that was a good game. And, they took care of the football, and they didn't turn over the football. Like I say, you don't turn over the football, and you take care of the football, and you make intercepts, and you do what you got to do on the field, then you win most games.
Turnover battle for sure is something that's it's important. Two turnovers by the Giants, those fumbles there, and the Saints, as you mentioned, did take care of the ball. And I'll tell you what, if you would have turned the ball over and weren't cashing in the red zone like you were, that definitely could have been a recipe for disaster.
I tell you what, look for an upset when the Rams play here. You right?
Okay. Well, yeah. Look, I'd love to see that. Believe me, because they look pretty darn
guess
good.
What?
Yeah.
The Rams is going to win everything till they come here.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
And when they come here, we're going to show them a different story about winning.
All right, Uptown Ruler. Thank you for the now, phone call.
And guess what?
Yeah,
I don't hate your Cubs.
No.
Because they're not in the same division with the Astros.
Right,
now, when they used to play the Astros long time ago, when they had Billy Williams, I hated them because Billy Williams used to hit them home runs and everything won the game.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. Back in
but
the day.
But I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I don't hate the Cubs. I just don't want them to play the Astros in the World Series.
I wouldn't mind it. I can go to the World Series game. Be closer. Go check it out.
Maybe have a beer or two with them.
Look,
if they meet
yeah,
each other.
Uptown Ruler. How about we sit together for that game? Cubs Astros World Series.
That sounds like a good deal.
All right, cool. I'll even get you the first daiquiri on me.
That sounds good to me.
There he is. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Appreciate it, bud. So Uptown Ruler thinks that the Rams will be undefeated heading into the Saints game. Seahawks, Broncos, both on the road. 49ers on the road. So the Rams will be on the road for the next three. Seattle, Denver, San Fran, then host the Packers before coming to New Orleans.
I mean, it's possible.
I do, too. I think so, too. Denver will be interesting. Look, I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen a lot of the Denver
season so far. I think Denver pulls off an upset tonight.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's a list that I want you to pull up after Randy from the West Bank. And it's, you know, it's the quarter of the season. Analysts are looking at the league and seeing who's what, MVPs already and all of that nature. Pat Mahomes, Jared Goff, Drew Brees. Those are the three that he has for the MVP so far in the season. I can't disagree. He has Brees 3, Goff 2, Mahomes 1. I can't disagree with that. Pat Mahomes is setting the world on fire. First year starter and playing fantastic. I can't disagree with that. Jared Goff and the Rams look better than the Saints to my eyes. Eyeball test. They just do. It'll be interesting, especially if the Rams come in undefeated, man, into that one. That Packers game will be interesting the week before New Orleans in L.A. Randy from the West Bank, about 2.5 minutes before we hit the top of the hour break. What you got?
What's up, Gus? I'm gonna give you some real football now, man.
All right.
I think you got to throw Michael Thomas in that mix too for MVP. I know it's early, but I mean, dude's putting up numbers that nobody else put up in history before. I've been saying it all year. Taysom Hill is the second best running back when Mark Ingram isn't on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton, you know, he found out ways to get him on the field, and I was waiting for him all year to throw the ball out that RPO, if you want to call it an RPO, and Allen was wide open, just, you know, he dropped the ball. But they finally played complimentary football. Like, you could tell coming into the game, Sean Payton said, my defense can't be out there for, you know, 14, 15 minutes or a quarter or whatever it is, you know. We have to run the football. We have to sustain the line of scrimmage. We have to win the time of possession. And that's the only way you're going to win with this defense. That's
Randy,
why
Sean,
they look completely better.
Sean Payton said that after the game. He thought it was the most complimentary game they played this season. Drew Brees did as well.
Absolutely. And look, Drew Brees didn't even throw for a touchdown in this game. And we seen that last year when we played Buffalo. When we run the football, all we need Drew to do is throw the ball, you know, on chunk plays or third down, whenever he has to contribute. But when we're in shootouts and we're scoring in 30 seconds, 45 seconds, we're going to lose most of those games. But one thing I wanted to say is, what is Ted Ginn doing trying to catch a kick inside the five-yard line? What is he doing? And
well,
he's
that's
the
why
veteran.
He has to
that's
have
why
a
Sean Payton puts him back there.
That's why he has to have a seat with the coach. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Complimentary football. He loves some Taysom Hill. I want to hear from you, Saints fans. Are you upset? I saw a handful of you guys tweeting out there that Saints are using him too much. I don't know. Without Taysom Hill, I don't know what a Saints.
You gotta get opponents scared.
Yeah. Well,
that's another thing you have to study for.
Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Have been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Check them out online, kinginjuryfirms.com. Hour two, more sound, plus more takes from you guys on ESPN New Orleans. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.